Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Kathy Ganello. I'm here with Carrie Butler Ellis, and we're here today to talk about honoring yourself and keeping your goals. We're so excited to have you listening with us today. Just a quick note that our show this morning was canceled because we could not get on Blog Talk Radio. The server was busy, and so we have adjusted our schedules to be here with you today because we really, really are so passionate about this subject, self-love being the most important thing in keeping our goals. And Carrie and I have had many conversations about how we want to do things and we want all these things, and somehow things get in the way and that sabotages our truth. And so what we want to talk about with you today is how to keep your goals, and what are your goals, how to identify your goals, and how to what we do to keep ourselves in line with what we truly desire. So, Carrie, good afternoon. I'm so happy that we're
Hello,
able
darling.
To make the show today.
I know. Got a little touch and go there for a while. We weren't sure. I'm good. Mm-hmm. I'm good. How are you, babe?
I'm good. Well, you know, the universe is, I just had this conversation the other day, divine time. It's what it is.
Yeah.
Time. If you're not meant to do something at one time, you end up doing it at another.
So. It's all good.
So let's talk about goals. Let's talk about, you know, I know last time we had a show, we talked about what we wanted in 2017 and what the desire 50 desires list that we were going to do, and which I can honestly tell you all that I have not done. I know, Carrie, you have done, so maybe you can talk a little bit about how that exercise went for you.
You know, it was super fun, and I love doing it. Like, I love doing it because it really allows me to be playful and really, really expand my awareness of things that I really want. And and I just loved it. I just think everybody should do it. You know what I mean? Because, like, here's the thing. What I found is that my first list was very simple. It was, like, really simple. It was, you know, I want enough money in the bank so I don't have to worry every month. And you know, I want Chloe to get into UCLA, which is her dream school. And I want my son to be happy. Like, I don't necessarily know if playing small did not come up for me. But I just was like, you know, I don't really have a desire to have, like, a Lamborghini, a Maserati, a Bentley, a Rolls Royce, and a Porsche in my garage. You know, like, that is not
okay,
my truth.
Okay, the Porsche.
Well, I was going to say, okay, just the Bentley, right. And I'll take the convertible Bentley. But, yeah. You know, just, like, and I was, like, really thinking, it's like, okay, so, you know, what's crazy? Like, what's some crazy stuff that I want to put on this list as well? And it was after I kind of went through my true deepest, darkest desire, not darkest, but my deepest desires about just my truth, you know? It's like, I want to be able to go to Hawaii often in the year. I don't need to live there, but I would love to be able to work there, you know, maybe have some clients over there. Just, mm-hmm. like, it was interesting because, and it allowed me the opportunity to see the potential of how something could happen. Do you know what I mean? Like, not, I don't mean like, you know, like, okay, like whenever I tell somebody, like, Hawaii is my place, they always say, are you going to live there? Are you going to move there? It's like, no, I don't really want to move there, but I do want to create the opportunity for me to go there all the time or anytime that I want to. You know, here's a really, just to kind of segue onto this little thing. So my son, he wants a car, like, really badly. And at this very moment, as I sit here, I am unfortunately not able to assist him financially in getting a car. He's not working. Okay. He's in 11th grade at school. And I've never met anybody that is a better manifester of physical things than my son, honest to goodness. Like, ever since he was a little boy, like, he would say, Mom, I want this new, you know, I don't know, handheld game device or whatever. And he would, like, end up taking, like, old games that he had, and he would get, like, some money for his birthday or whatever, and then he would take it to GameStop and trade it in for the latest and greatest, you know? I mean, and he would just do stuff like that all the time. So we're sitting at dinner the other night, and he says to me, it was Hanukkah. Hanukkah just passed, and I said, look, I said, I would like to give you, you know, a little bit of money to put towards you getting a car whenever it's time for you to do that. So he says to me, oh, so guess what? I'm like, what? He goes, so I have a car, like, that I can use next semester at school. I'm like, what are you talking about? To make a long story short, his cousin got accepted to Berkeley and does not need a car. So she said, come get my car and you can have it for the semester. So my point of all this is that in my mind, I'm thinking he's got to buy a car. In his mind, he's like, I just want a car. And it didn't matter. Right?
Yeah.
So he literally created a freaking car. He didn't have to pay for it. You know, yes, he'll have to pay for gas. Yes, in case, you know, he gets a flat tire or something, he's going to have to, you know, pay for the use of the car, if you will. But my point is that it doesn't always look like, or it doesn't always appear, you know what I mean? Like, he wants a car. I'm thinking in my head, oh, he's going to have to buy a car. No, the universe is just like, oh, you want a car?
Yeah, the only path to get there is to buy it, which goes to our topic today about why we sabotage ourselves. Because with our thoughts that have, you know, the anxiety component or the worry component or the, oh, my God, there's no way I can afford this mentality. And we use those type of words or think those type of thoughts. And that's really what sabotages us. You know, bottom line for me, it's our thoughts that sabotage us. If I was going to say,
thoughts do everything.
It's our thoughts. And so then how do you not think those thoughts? Well, there's, you know, a couple of things that I do when I feel the sabotage coming on is I really truly train my mind to think a different thought. But I sabotage myself mostly in self-care. And I think one of the things that we talked about that this conversation came up is because last week we weren't able to have a show because Carrie was deathly ill with the flu. Mm-hmm. And she's like, it's a distant memory. But she was so sick that for 3 days, which is out of our normal path, we didn't get to talk because she could not talk. And during that time, I really sat and thought about health and how we sabotage ourselves with, you know, maybe not washing our hands as much as we should in the wintertime, or maybe going places and touching things that, you know, in your mind you think, you know, I shouldn't be doing this in the wintertime because this is when cold and flu smells. You know, we're run down after the holidays. We push ourselves really hard for 2 weeks, and then our immune system gets a little bit lower. And we don't have the best self-care during the winter as we do sort of when the sun is shining and we're eating healthy and we're active and we're, you know, it's really a different game in the wintertime when you're sort of stuck inside. So I thought about how, you know, what could you do to keep your health? And that's really going to be where my focus is going on the first quarter of the year here, is trying to come up with ways to not sabotage my health. And that is also with my thoughts, like emotional eating and all kinds of things that, you know, may come up.
Yeah. I get it. I you know, and God, yeah, I was really sick and it just sucked. I mean, it was some type of stomach bug, you know, and my daughter got it too. We talked about that and we'd gone to Las Vegas to see Luke Bryan and the two of us must have just picked something up somewhere. You know, and so I think, you know, you shared with me the reason that we are even having this particular conversation is because of something that you heard Nancy say on her radio show about making choices.
About weight loss.
Right?
Yeah. Do you want me to share that?
It is, yes. because it's exactly what, you know, I mean, yes, please share it. And it doesn't necessarily have to be about weight loss. It's completely, well, go ahead, share it, and then we'll talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but what she had said was, she said, you know, why would you, that when something comes up, for instance, for me, it would be eating chocolate at night. I'm a self-confessed chocoholic. I have to have a piece of chocolate every night. It's in, but it does sabotage my goal for health right now. And so what was coming up in their coaching conversation was simply saying, why would you do, when that happens, you think to yourself, that just doesn't support my goal right now. And by saying that, you're not telling yourself you're never going to have chocolate or you're never going to have the car or you're never going to have, but it's more of a way of talking to yourself of, oh, and kind of reframing it so that, yeah, that doesn't support my goal. You know, maybe in 2 months when I've lost the weight or I feel more healthy, the chocolate is going to be great, you know. So it was just set on those lines.
Yeah, and that you can take that and apply it to anything, you know. I mean, as far as a diet goes, you know, or whatever, oh, God, the whole freaking thing about food and what you should eat, not eat, and, you know, you want to jump out of the roof because sometimes you're just, like, so freaked out about the whole thing. And that is, like, you know, because the word diet, right, it implies, like, that there's something you cannot have anymore and da-da-da-da-da. And I love the fact that, you know, like, if you look at it, it's like, you know, it's just not right now at this very second. Like, but, yes, in 2 months or something, like, that could be my reward or whatever. You know, it's like, I'm going
to
have a piece of chocolate when I reach my goal.
Yeah. Mayonnaise isn't going away. That used to be one of my standard diet gifts because I was a mayonnaise lover, and I would be like, yeah, I don't think they're taking it off the shelves, Kathy. Like, you are still going to be able to eat mayonnaise at some point in your life. But, you know, I told you I just got these great books out of Hay House eBooks. They have, if you're a Hay House Wisdom member, you get these great little eBook specials every month. And this one by Frank Lipman. And what he was saying, and I just was glancing through it, and it says, we misunderstand what our bodies need to function. The problem is here is that we have a loss of function. We eat the wrong foods, we skimp on sleep, and we deprive our bodies of the movement they crave. And so when you think of that, we often eat the wrong foods, we skimp on sleep because, you know, a lot of people are working hard or they can't sleep or they have insomnia. And movement every day, exercise. I got up and went to the gym today, and I told you I didn't feel like it. I did not want to be there. And I ended up staying for, you know, almost an hour and a half, not feeling well, but still knowing that that movement was the most important thing for my day. Next is diet.
And that is,
and
so
then,
rock star.
Sleep.
Right.
Yeah,
so why do we, yep. why do we not? Why do we say, okay, I'm going to get up and I'm going to go walk for 30 minutes, and then you look outside and it's like, oh, it's too cold,
yeah,
or whatever. Like, why do we do that? You know what I mean? Like, why are we doing that? Why are we choosing to do that rather than honoring our body, loving our body, and, you know, taking care of our body? Like, self-care,
yeah, yeah,
self-love, internal. Because, you know what? No matter what or how you interpret self-love and self-care, it could be meditation. It could be going to bed at, you know, 9:30 or 10 o'clock one night. It could be taking a bath. It could be, you know, reading a good book. It could be making sure that you only eat meat twice a week. Whatever that is for you, whatever your truth is about that, why do we then choose not to honor that for ourselves? Because
pattern. You know, I think that, you know, often to change something, you need a pattern interrupt. Example in point, I have a corner next to my microwave where we keep the chips and the cookies and the stuff, all the stuff that accumulated during the holidays with lots of entertaining, and I threw everything away. And I hadn't, you know, checked out my dear little space doula, but I know that you had shared it, and I know she's doing a video on decluttering, which is a whole other thing, but it prompted me to say, do I really need this food that I'm never going to eat sitting here? So I got rid of everything, and now I have, like, my cups and my napkins and no food sitting next to the microwave. And it was such a clean, clearing feeling. Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, I think that the sabotage, I think, is a pattern interrupt, and it's also just saying, you know, really affirming to yourself, you know, what it is that you want. And I'm going to go ahead and do a Wayne Dyer Wednesday on that, because it is Wednesday still. And let me see, where did that one go? Ta-da-da-da.
Well, while you look for that one, I'm going to read this one.
Yes, please do.
So, this is so, I miss this man so much. When you're at peace with yourself and love yourself, it is virtually impossible to do things to yourself that are destructive. Well,
yeah.
Not honoring yourself, right? I mean, come on. This is exactly what we're talking about right now. When
yeah.
you're at peace with
yeah.
yourself. So, and love yourself. So then this sabotage goes deeper. Like it's, you know what I mean? Like it's deep. It's like,
yeah.
what the heck? Like,
well,
what,
you know, it's
what is it?
What came up for me when you read that was another thing that I actually said in Nancy's coaching call the other day was that when you do a pattern interrupt and you start acting in a way towards self-care, towards self-love, and that starts to feel good, it becomes more impossible to go back to the old patterns that you're used to that were sabotaging you because then they become foreign. And that's when you make the shift. So no chocolate for 10 nights and then chocolate and a stomach ache feels a lot, you know, better than eating that chocolate every night for 10 days. And now going back to the chocolate, I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel good. I don't want the chocolate. And that's just an example, but it really made sense to me that once you go the other way and it starts to feel good, you feel a few pounds lighter, you feel a little healthier, there's a little more pep to your step, you're getting your rest, you're doing these things to give yourself, you know, the utmost care and healthy feeling. It's harder to go back to the sluggish, I don't want to go out and walk, I can't sleep, I'm going to stay up and watch TV all night mentality. If that makes any sense.
Okay. It makes total sense.
And what,
but wait, how,
yeah.
Okay, so tell me, how do you do the pattern interrupt? And the reason I ask this is because for all of us to say, okay, I'm going to go walk this morning, you know, and we look outside and it's like, you know, 48 degrees. It's like, screw that. It's too cold outside. Like, so how do you do it? How do you do your pattern interrupt so that,
well, here's what
you
Wayne
take
Dyer
action.
Says.
Okay, my love.
Hashtag Wayne Dyer.
You know we were
says,
supposed
quote,
to have an amazing love affair.
quote,
please.
Be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done, it's always your choice, unquote.
So you have to be your own cheerleader. You have to be your own motivator.
You have to be your own. It all boils down back to choices. And so I love this conversation today because for me, I feel like it's really, really about choices. Like I really get that I have issues with making the wrong choice, and I don't want to do that. I really just want to I want to do it this time. I want to get healthy. I'm going in 3 months, and I'll come back and tell you all. In 3 months, I'm going for my cholesterol test. I had a terrible couple of years with it. And then last year, in September, I was completely down where I wanted to be. And I don't know that I've been as diligent since I got that sort of, you know, you're doing good. So then I was like, oh, well, then I can have the mayonnaise, you know.
Mm.
So I think that, so now I'm thinking, wait a minute. So now I have 12 more weeks until I take that test again. And, you know, I can't keep doing that. It has to be a holy shift. It has to be that my cholesterol is always going to be under, you know. So.
Right, right. And, you know, that's a food thing for sure. I mean, that you can take care of that with food for sure, for sure,
yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, you said something
and
to me the other day. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you.
Well, I was going to say, you said something to me the other day when we were talking about, you know, keeping ourselves in check, the two of us, you and I together, and it was like, oh, that's awesome. I need an accountability buddy. And I love, like, I thought, like, that is so cool. Like, first of all, just, you know, to be an accountability buddy, like, I just think that's the cutest thing ever. I love that, like, to be an accountability buddy. And I think that also, like, you know, championing, you know, like I said, like you're Wayne Ruther said, you know, you, it's your choice, like to be your motivator or whatever. You could be miserable or your motivator.
Well, you can be miserable or be motivated. Yeah. So it's like, you just have to take that shift from miserable to motivation to change it. And, you know, and I think that having the accountability buddy means that, you know, at one point, and I don't know if my friend Cameron will ever listen to this, but it helped me so much because we were in a program together. It was a Juice Plus 30-day challenge that she had going, and I did it with her. And she said, go take your measurements and send them to me. And I hadn't taken my measurements or, you know, recorded down my weight on a piece of paper in years. And I remember doing it and sending that text and going, oh, my God, now somebody else has this information. So that's the accountability. It's like you tell yourself, you know, I got to change this. Somebody else knows. We're going to work on this together. And, you know, I think I lost a little weight during that one. But I think that it's something that I always go back to and kind of think about.
Well, I think that, you know, like for you and I, it's like, I mean, just because we've both been so busy, like we have not been the best accountability buddy to either one, you know, like we haven't done that. But it's important because it's like, you know, the level of commitment that you have, you know, and in choosing an accountability buddy, it's like you don't have to do it alone. Like you just don't have to do it alone. And that, you know, you have to decide on your own to make a shift or do a pattern what do you call them? Pattern what?
Pattern interrupt.
Like pattern interrupt. I love that. You know,
you have to get in our pattern. Yeah.
Yes. But what I'm saying is like you on your own, like you have to decide that you're going to make the shift into whatever it is, you know, eating right, self-care, going to bed, whatever. And,
you know, even a job, you know, it could be that, you know, I had, like I told you earlier, a friend of mine struggled for a couple of years with a job and she knew what I'd gone through. And we had a couple few conversations about it. And about 2 weeks ago, she sent me a text and said, I want you to know that I gave 2 weeks notice today. Today, 2 weeks later, she sent me a text and said, today's my last day and I already have a new job offer. And I was so proud of her because yeah, she could have gone on like that, like I did, for years, or you can change it. And it's all a matter of choice. And she chose that no matter what, couldn't do that anymore. And then the universe completely provided the path to make that happen. And I believe that that's what happens every time we make that strong determination to change. Truly, I feel that.
That is amazing. That is awesome. Wow.
It's awesome. I just found this great prayer from Doreen Virtue, and I wanted to just share it, and then maybe we could do some angel stuff. But the prayer says, and I just want you to take a deep breath, everyone, and just listen to these words. And it says, I am blessed with happiness, peace of mind, good, vibrant health, wealth and prosperity and success in all areas of my life, now and forever. Like, what if we just woke up and said that every day?
You know, yes. And I'm sorry, I didn't, like, I'm not discarding what you just said because that is an amazing, beautiful prayer. But, and the other thing that I wanted to say as far as, like, getting motivated and stuff, you know, you and, like, I've been listening to Abraham like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And that is one of the things that I did, you know, it's like for 30 days I'm listening to Abraham and oh my God. Oh my God. Life changing.
For those of you that don't know, Abraham is Abraham Hicks and Esther Hicks channels his energy. and brings messages from the basically the other side to how to live a happy life here today. And if you go to YouTube and put Abraham Hicks in, then you can get a taste of what her work is. It's phenomenal. It's life-changing. There's just no question about it.
Yeah, Abraham calls themselves a collective consciousness. So I don't think that they would actually think it's from the other side, but it's more of just like it's spirit, it's source, it's like
higher
it's
consciousness.
Just higher, yeah, higher source.
I guess for me that's
self.
Always the other side.
Yeah, that's true. Okay,
the other side
so
of the veil.
Oh my God, it's been so helpful to me. I cannot even tell you, because it really talks about how we. You know, it's all about our thoughts. It's all about our thoughts and how, you know, like the reason we want something. It's like, you know, why do you want more money or why do you want this? And it's like, ultimately, it's like to feel better or to feel something, you know, to feel love, to feel. And their whole message is because we are a vibrational plane and an energetic plane. It's like, well, yes, you can want the money in your bank, but if you feel like it's already happened and you feel like what it would feel like to ultimately have all that money, then the universe can do nothing but meet you at that point of where your vibration is, because that's what you've been giving to the universe. So it's
and that
awesome.
Is the beautiful, that is the most beautiful piece of life there is. Being in alignment with yourself and the universe providing the tools for that to happen. I love it. And I agree with it wholeheartedly. I believe that thinking, and I think that for me after this show today, because I haven't done my 50 desires yet, and I also wanted to give a quick shout out to this new program I started called 30 Days to Love Your Life with Mike Dooley. And it's an amazing program. And I just started that. So this morning I just wrote down the 5 general areas that I wanted to see change, health being one of them. And I've only done day 1, so I will come back with some more of that next week. But I'm going to start with my health, and I'm really going to put the emphasis on what it feels like to be healthy and have good sleep, eating, and movement practices every day.
Well, I love that. Well, okay, so while we were talking, I pulled a card from the Archangel Gabriel Oracle cards, and this is kind of, you know, along the lines of you can't make this stuff up. So the card is keep going. Use the energy of any disappointments to fuel your creative projects with authentic emotion. So let me just read a little bit more about it. It says, perhaps being discouraged is part of the roller coaster of creativity. During those times when you feel rejected, remember that over the years, millions of artists like you have felt the same way. The ones whose work remains as inspiration are those who listen to their inner voice and ignore any criticism or rejection. So I interpret this as the critics are your inner voice, you know, beating you up, saying that you didn't go on your walk or whatever. So my interpretation of this card is keep going. You can do it. Just make that different choice tomorrow. You know, you didn't do it today? Okay, no big deal. There's tomorrow. There's tomorrow.
Isn't that awesome? But also today, I love today. And I didn't bring my cards. I'm in recording from my office today. But I do have a calendar called From Angels of Abundance. And I am going to, I flashed through when you were talking. And my message from the angels today says, speak only positive and loving words about yourself as your unconscious believes everything you say. Wow.
Oh, my God. Babe, I love when that happens. You can't. And, you know, today, all right, today is 11, is 111, so it's January 11th. Only positive thoughts, and it's the 1 year, so it's January 11th of a year number 1. So manifest, keep your thoughts positive. I love you guys, sending you so much aloha, and I look forward to next week.
I look forward to next week, too. You can find us on Facebook, connect at our Best Life Cafe page on Facebook, Kathy Anello or Carrie Butler, and we would love to hear from you. See you next week.
Aloha.